Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Nate McLouth. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting third. The DH, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, JJ Hardy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Chris Dickerson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jason Hamill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Pelfrey. And now, play ball. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Machado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Machado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Markakis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dickerson. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Carroll moves to third. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Machado fields it and throws to first for the out. Carroll scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plouffe hits a line drive into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Arcia. Davis reaches second base with a double. Matt Wieters batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wieters hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dickerson hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dumit takes first base on ball 4. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Arcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dumit moves to second. Aaron Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dumit moves to third. Arcia moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar strikes out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carroll strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dumit scores. Arcia scores. Hicks moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcilla hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Carcilla. The throw from Dumit and he is safe. Carcilla steals second. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLouth is 0 for 1 in the game. McLouth strikes out. 1 out. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Macardo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Macardo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Markakis is 0 for 1 in the game. Markakis takes first base on ball 4. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carcilla moves to third. Markakis moves to second. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dickerson. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morneau moves to third. 1 out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dumit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Arcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dickerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar strikes out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carroll strikes out. Wieters drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carroll out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLouth is 0 for 2 in the game. McLouth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Manny McArdo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McArdo hits a line drive towards third. Plouffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham is hit by the pitch. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Willingham moves to second. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Plouffe reaches second base with a double. Willingham scores. Morneau moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. T.J. McFarland now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dumit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Arcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFarland fields it and throws to first for the out. Morneau scores. Plouffe moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Markakis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Markakis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Markakis reaches second base with a double. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Davis reaches second base with a double. Markakis scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wieters is 0 for 2 in the game. Wieters hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dickerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickerson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Dickerson reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham is walked intentionally. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Josh Roenick now pitching. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLouth is 0 for 3 in the game. McLouth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. McLouth reaches second base with a double. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Macardo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Macardo bunts towards third. Plouffe picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Plouffe. McLouth scores. Macardo moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Marcakis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Macardo scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Marcakis moves to second. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Davis reaches second base with a double. Marcakis scores. It's Orioles, 6, Twins, 6. Casey Fien now pitching. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wieters is 0-for-3 in the game. Wieters hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. 2 outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Plouffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Plouffe bunts towards short. Hardy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Plouffe moves to second. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macardo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Arcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Arcia strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Hunter now pitching. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dickerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carcilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McLouth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McLouth strikes out. The ball gets by Dumit. He chases the ball to the backstop. 2 outs. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Macardo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Macardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar is 0-for-3 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carroll is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mauer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Maurer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Markakis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Dumit and he is safe. Jones steals second. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wieters is 0 for 4 in the game. Wieters is walked intentionally. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Willingham strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morneau hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Anthony Swarzak now pitching. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dickerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carcilla bunts towards the mound. Swarzak fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickerson moves to second. One out. Nate McLouth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLouth is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. McLouth hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dickerson moves to third. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Macardo is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Macardo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dickerson scores. McLouth moves to third. It's 7-6, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Markakis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLouth tags and scores. Macardo tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Orioles. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Macardo scores. It's 9-6, Orioles. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 3-for-5 in the game, with three doubles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Johnson now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dumit is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Arcia is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Arcia hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Parmley pinch hits for Aaron Hicks. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parmley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilkin Ramirez pinch hits for Eduardo Escobar. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.